Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Carla Radio, you're live.
Hi, it's R.C. DeWinter.
Fantastic. How are you today?
How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Starting the show off today. So glad you called. I love your tweets, your writing, your artwork, and it's a pleasure to actually talk to you.
Well, thank
my name's Carlo, by the way.
Yes, I figured that out.
right. And,
so did you find my song?
Yes, are you ready to hear it?
I'm ready to hear it.
All right, it's a really good song.
I think so.
Well, the sun won't ever shine, not like it used to do. And there will be moonlight in the sky, won't mean a thing to you. Friends and relations say you've changed, they say that it's written in your face. Better get used to living like this, now that you've fallen from grace. And you will walk across the floor as the night becomes day, and there will be trouble coming down, sent round to test your faith. Then when the friends you used to wait for stop coming around to your place, oh, you better get strong somehow, now that you've fallen.
Hell up.
What the heck are we talking about here?
Hey, we have another artist here. This is my friend, Adam. He's he makes fantastic rock concert T-shirts and other stuff.
No,
he's
I don't.
Really,
I quit that. I quit that, and I'm starting to sell crystals, rocks, and stuff from all over the planet. And
okay,
some stuff
great.
From out of the planet called Moldavite. You ever heard of Moldavite?
No.
Yeah, that's from Neptune, the planet Neptune, right?
No, it's not. That's very close, though. It is from outer space, and it happened, like, I don't even know how long ago it happened, but this meteor shower happened. It was so freaking heavy that it is all over Czechoslovakia. You know, it really impacted that area. And now when people go over there, they're in search of this stuff called Moldavite. It's like this burning green glass. And it's got, like, this metaphysical properties that will unite you with the entire universe. You know, like, some crystals will, like, make you in touch with this universe and this world. That's all fantastic. But you know what? That's very limited. So if you really want to step outside of this limited universe and step into the next one, which is what our calling is, then we, like, check into this Moldavite, and we use that as a transponder. You know, it's like a cell phone tower or a satellite.
I don't know what you're talking about today, but you make really cool T-shirts. What happened to that?
Oh, I still do that. I was just joking.
I know. Now, what's this cell phone talking about?
Moldavite.
All right, we'll look it up. But we got to move on, Adam.
Sure. What are we talking about today?
No, I mean, don't hang up. I just want to talk to RC. Is that how you like to be called, RC?
You can call me Gina.
Oh, Gina. Okay.
Yeah.
Gina is a great artist, and she has – I met her on Twitter, my first Twitter friend, and she's like, hey, how can I get – and I'm like, just call me. So, and that song was really good, Fallen from Grace by Blue Rodeo. Now,
you
I don't know
Blue
what
Rodeo? Are you
sorry?
Familiar with them?
No,
are you familiar?
I was going to say it.
No, but I am familiar with I see Blue Rodeo Syria. So is it like they're like riding some blues? What's going on in Syria? I mean, my God. I mean, are they really going? I mean, what's really happening there? I mean, I'm not trying to turn it into a political situation, but it's like, you know, what's really? I mean, the government's feeding us this and giving us like footage of that. And it's like, and if I saw, like, my sister or my brother or anybody else who I care about being, like, killed by nerve gas or anything else, I would want to step in. So I was like, I want my country to step in. But at the same time, it's like, is my country really telling me the truth? Is what's really going on what's going on? I don't know.
That's
it's pretty
problem,
fucked
because
up.
Because a lot of people are saying that a lot of what we're seeing on U.S. news, and I noticed, and I am not saying that this is true, but I have seen postings on the Internet that are implying or actually stating, although I am not stating this is true, that CNN is mocking up interviews with people that are not true.
And I've
Syrian.
Heard the same
wow.
thing. And you know what? I've heard that, like, they're saying, like, okay, this one guy is saying something in Arabic, this, that, and the other, like, oh, we're dependent on the USA. They're our only hope. It's like this Obi-Wan Kenobi shit, you know? And it's like, you know, who knows where that shit – that shit could be in a goddamn – on 14th and Vine in the middle of Hollywood, you know, they can, you know, like the moon landing, you know, just, I don't know.
You're right.
The whole thing is
you're right. How do we
weird.
Know for sure? I mean, it's I think we all feel we've been lied to before. So
yeah, well, that's
what's
exactly
to stop
it.
Them
I mean,
from lying again? I mean,
and there's
and
nothing,
why
you know,
them
it's
anyway.
Whatever's
why don't
in their
we
interest.
Make, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Gina.
What's the point, though, of truthfully, let's be very blunt. If we had wanted to do something about saving the people of Syria, and thousands have been slaughtered already, Assad could have been taken out with a 50-cent bullet a year and a half ago.
Right. It's now when it's in the media's face, and now all of a sudden they want to dress it up to suit their own needs. That's where I draw the line, because you know what? I do feel sympathetic for children being gassed. I feel sympathetic for anybody being gassed.
Yeah, but
even
my worst enemy. Gas is absolutely more pervasive. But, I mean, think of all the children who have been killed by being bayoneted or beheaded or stabbed or shot. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Mm, right.
This has been going on for a long time.
We could have and also it suits our interest to stand up and say, okay, we're against all this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is it about this that suits our interest? Is it simply because it's the rumor of nerve gas? Because I don't know that it's true. It may very well be. But, I mean, is that what tipped us, is the fact that they're supposedly using nerve gas and now we have to get involved?
There's beyond our comprehension that's going on here. You know, there's things that we'll never understand. And that's, you know, it's like the game of chess. It's like I understand how to play chess. But am I a master? Do I have the bishop and the knight to move over into Syria and then go move my rook into Iraq and all of a sudden I win the fucking game? I mean, I don't really – I mean, I understand what's going on. I understand the game.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know the political players behind the scenes. We don't know what is going on really with Russia, North Korea, Iraq. I mean, is this you know, Iran? I mean, is this a way for us to get into Iran?
I say power.
Just like a back door?
That's how I feel. I feel that this is the back door to get into Iran. Yeah. And possibly
that's what worries me.
And you know what? It goes back to 1976 or seven, whenever Jimmy Carter was in. It was whatever after 76, after Gerry Ford and all that stuff, when they took those hostages for 444 days and we sat idle, you know? I mean, we couldn't do anything,
right.
But we could. It's like, you know, we were in a situation where we ran from Iran. And I find it ironic, almost Iraqic, of the situation. You get the little pun on words there?
Ironic?
It wasn't subtle. It wasn't subtle.
I know. I love you guys. I will see you later. Now you guys deal with this after I'm done. Bye.
Yep, we're going to fix the world.
Thank you, Adam, for calling. That was wonderful. I got a song I got to play for him here. He turned me on to a new band, so I want to play this for the end of the show. But
okay.
Let's get to you, Gina. Would you mind? Let's just talk about you a little bit. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Well,
I'm an open book. What would you like to know? What would I like to tell you? Well,
I was looking at your website, and it's very interesting. I posted it on, so if anyone who's following me on the on Blog Talk Radio, they'll see five of your pieces of work. And
that's nice.
And I saw you were in some of your poems too. I haven't read them yet, but in Pink Panther magazine. That's exciting.
Yes, I've been up for an award, a shorty? Yeah, I was up for a shorty award, but let me tell you something about those shorty awards. Let me rant a little bit.
I don't know what they are.
Okay, shorty awards are the best of social media.
Okay.
And they have various categories in which people are nominated. And I was nominated for art. Well,
great.
It is great, but except for the fact that they encourage you to spend a lot of money to buy a ticket to come to the award show in New York so that if you win or, you know, whatever, you can collect your whatever they give you, whatever prize it is, a statuette or whatever. And guess what? They did not award any prizes in several categories, and art was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, many of us who were nominated in categories which were not awarded prizes felt very used because,
right.
And it wasn't just me. I mean, there were hundreds of people in many categories. I mean, art was one, poetry
right.
was one. There were several others in which there were no awards made. I think that's kind of shoddy.
Oh, that's insulting. It makes you feel like they just wanted your money, right?
Well, if you spent the money to go, and there may have been people. I did not.
You didn't spend the money. That's good.
Well, I'm in Connecticut. It would not have been a terrible hardship for me to get to New York City to attend the show, but they wanted well over $200 a ticket. And this is even
right.
for people who were nominated. So, I mean, you know, I was not spending that kind of money as a nominee to go to a show for which, you know. And it turned out that they never did award prizes in that category or in several others. And that's just not right.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, here they are encouraging nominees to show up and pay money and attend the show and fill the hall and all this. And then they skipped, seven or eight at least categories and never even made any awards at all.
Yeah, I mean, and it wouldn't have taken that much time to at least acknowledge your presence and what you were awarded for or something. Yeah, that's
no, exactly. And you know, they concentrated on the things that were going to bring in, I think, the most revenue. That's my opinion.
Right.
And bring in the, you know, so, you know, but the shorties, yes, it was an honor to be nominated. I have to thank my good friend on Twitter, Wally Slowick, whose handle is at Westlowick. For nominating me, but, you know, it all came to nothing for me and many, many hundreds of other people in the categories that were ignored.
Right.
So, you know, but yeah, it was nice. I mean, it was fun. It was fun to tweet about it, and I met a lot of new people through that, and, you know, that's good. But, yeah, I've been published for poetry. I have, in fact, I have a painting that's going to be published in a magazine called Poetry Nook.
Poetry what?
It's called Poetry Nook, N-O-O-K, Nook.
Okay.
It's
right.
A magazine, yeah, and they were looking for submissions in art and poetry. Well, I sent them three paintings. I sent them three poems. They didn't like the poems, but they sure liked the art, so they're going to publish one of my pictures in their next issue.
Hey, all right. It's all,
you know,
yeah,
so
that's good stuff. I was reading, okay, you were trying to explain how you create your painting. I didn't you said, yeah.
Okay,
would you
well,
mind just sharing a little of that?
No, not at all. It all depends. There is something called paintography, which is digital art from photographs. And that's basically most of what I do. I would say 90% of what I post is paintography. It starts out as a photo, and I use software to turn it into something else. I do post some straight photography. I also do some freehand digital art that is not from photography. But most of what I do is based on photographs, but 95% of the time the finished artwork does not closely resemble the original photograph. Sometimes I'll do strict realism. But, I mean, there's a lot of cutting and pasting and layering and changing colors and changing lighting and things like that. So, I mean, it's not just pushing buttons. It requires a good bit of work, actually, and a good bit of knowledge of how to use the software.
And a great eye, too.
Well, that helps.
I'm looking at some of them right now, that Hope of Heaven. There's something about that where the angel's eyes are looking up,
yep,
and then the shading around it. I don't know. It's hard for me to look away once I start looking at it. I really like that one.
Oh, thank you. That actually came from a photograph that I shot when I was visiting a Twitter friend. Her name is Shelley. Her handle is at WildThing404. And I have visited her now for two summers for a week at a time. And we went to a beautiful Byzantine cathedral. It's actually a basilica, and it's been named a minor basilica, believe it or not, by the Catholic Church in this country. It's St. Stanislaus. And it's in Winona, Minnesota, and that is where that photograph was taken. But as you can see, it's clearly not a photograph anymore.
Oh, no. It's a work of art. Absolutely. Well,
and,
I suppose photography, but it's more than that. It draws you in and keeps you there. I really appreciate it. There's more I like, too, a lot more. That moonlit window, hard for me to not want to look out that window. I don't know. It's intriguing.
Again, That is out at Shelley's house. It's not from this year. It's from last year. That was her bathroom then. She's redecorated since. But that picture started out as a broad daylight picture. The walls were green, and what you're looking at outside the window was actually a very faded summer lawn with trees in the background. So that's all made up out of whole cloth. That I painted in myself completely, and I changed the coloring and took things out and moved things around. I mean, you know, I cleaned it up a good bit. And then instead of having a greenish-colored picture with a view that wasn't very attractive, I kind of turned it into something celestial.
Yes, yes. But I really like it.
You know, so, and
soul
that, and
of the lily. Soul of the lily looks lit within, too. I like that,
that
one a lot.
That is actually a photograph of a lamp that I own. And the lamp was on, and I took the picture and took out the background and put in what you see there, and also cleaned up the lighting on the lamp and all that whatnot, because, I mean, you know, it was not a great photograph. So, you know, it's, and that's what paintography is about. You are creating new art from an image that you have taken a photograph of.
Yes, I love it. Low Tide and Sunrise looks like, is that a Monet? It's sort of, it very much looks like a painting, you know, like a... Like,
well,
a,
that's what old... I try to do. Yeah. It actually, I did use a Monet palette and a Monet brush set to do that. And I also threw in some Van Gogh brushes. If you look at the grasses in the front.
Yeah.
There are some Van Gogh brush strokes in there because he heavily outlines, as you probably know, in his paintings.
Those
and so
two,
I used more of an outline there. But it's very impressionist. And, again, quite different from what I shot. That beach is actually 3/4 of a mile from where I grew up. And I was visiting and went back to the beach again to look at it. And, you know, it started out from that photograph, but it doesn't bear a whole much resemblance to it. I mean, the colors, the sky, the whole bit, were very different.
Well, it's the way you make, you create what in your image or what you're
right,
trying to
exactly.
express.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I use the photograph as a starting point and run from there. And, you know, that's what you see. And then if you look at the picture, I don't know if you're on the webpage, but if you look at Celestial Night, which is the one that...
I'm on... Well, I have to go back one, but I'm on your website, yeah.
Okay, do you see Celestial Night? It's right next to the angel that you liked so much.
Oh, right.
Do you see that
one?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Now, that's all whole cloth brushwork. Nothing that occurred in nature.
Oh, right.
That's all.
Media.
Yeah, you've got a shooting star, you've got the moon rising from behind the clouds, you've got an inkling of a very impressionist landscape below in the lower left corner, but, I mean, that's all just imaginary.
Well, I really appreciate your artwork. It's very, very interesting. And would you mind just telling people where they could look find you?
Oh, yeah. They can find me actually in a lot of places. The portfolio where I sell the most is Fine Art America. It's the one that I use as my link on my Twitter ID. But I also have works on Redbubble and on the Untapped Source. And
I'm familiar with these.
And ImageKind. And at Redbubble is where I create my calendars, and they're something that is a very nice item. It's 12 original artworks plus the cover in calendar format, printed in the U.S. on beautiful heavy stock, and they're very reasonable, and those are only available at Redbubble.
Wonderful.
And I have 14.
And, of course, you're on Twitter. Are you on Facebook, too?
I do not do Facebook. I did Facebook years and years ago, but I don't do it now. But people do put my work out there for me. I mean, not that I ask them to, but, I mean, that people will tell me, oh, I posted this on Facebook because I like it, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But no, I don't.
Sure.
And my poetry
yeah.
is also on Redbubble. I mean, in addition to where it's been published, and I also put it out on G+, and I do put pictures and poetry out on G+ as well. The bulk of my poetry at this point is on Redbubble, and I also have 200 and some odd recorded poems on SoundCloud.
Wow.
Because
and
actually...
You speak the poems?
I speak the poems.
Obviously.
And I do.
Yeah.
And I speak... Some of them have music in the background, many do not, and I speak the poems because I started out, actually, Carla, as a singer-songwriter. That was my first professional career. So I do love recording.
Yes. I missed all that. My phone keeps cutting out. Have you had any problems?
No, I can hear you just fine.
All right, it's just on my end then. I couldn't hear a lot of that song either. I mean, I listened to it earlier, but I missed a lot of the song.
No, I heard it.
Anyway,
no.
Good. Good. It's just my cheap phone.
Yeah, it's just yours. So I thought maybe.
All right.
Maybe you would let me read a poem on the air.
Oh, my friends read poems all the time. I'm glad you want to read a poem. Please.
Okay.
Please go right ahead.
Okay, this one is called Still Hot, Pointless. After that intricate fandango, during which you turned and twisted me so well that the mirror threw back a stranger's face, I threw away my dancing shoes. I've just about closed the book on love. My rewrites are no good. No new juice. Each chapter just more of the same old song and dance. The tune off-key. The dance, that damnable fandango. So, bye-bye, love. Yet I can be sitting still as a stone, silent, thinking nothing in particular, and your shadow slips inside my mind. My flesh moistens, then melts, because that flame, a never-ending peat fire of pointless desire, burns on.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's that.
I can't thank you enough for calling in today, reading that wonderful poem, which really blew my mind. I need to listen to it again. Because
well, you're not gonna,
my friend came
not
over
recorded,
and
so.
I just couldn't hear it all. But we have a recorder. We can listen to it anytime. Gina, R.C. DeWinner, I love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on. Okay.
Thank you. I hope you call again.
Soon.
And I love your tweet. All right, thank you.
I'll catch you on Twitter. Bye-bye.
All right. See y'all next time on Caller Radio.
Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Office dissing in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche.
Yeah.
It's probably been 12 years since my father left. Left me fatherless. And I just used to say I hate him in dishonest jest. When honestly I miss this nigga like when I was 6. And every time I got the chance to say it, I would swallow it. 16, I'm hollering tolerance. Skip shots of storm, that whole bottle. I show you a role model. Drunk pissy pissing on somebody front lawn, trying to figure out how and when the fuck I miss moderate. Mama often was offering peace, offering stink. Weed cough, scoffing, and he's off again. Searching for a big brother, Tyler was that. Plus he like how I rap, the blunt and mic is a trap. Too black for the white kids, and too white for the blacks. From on the road to cracking locks up off them bicycle racks. I'm indecisive, I'm scatterbrained, and I'm frightened. It's 7 and in them eyes where he hiding all the bicycles at. Something sinister.
This song rocks, dude.
I'm down with it, man.
How you been, baby?
I'm
alright, Adam. Thanks for calling in. Get those t-shirts in here.
I didn't mean to start stirring too much political stuff up, man. That's just what winds the old Adam Jones.
Time left, all right, man. Keep your mind. I love it. All right, man. Thank you. Call from your up here. I love it, bro. I love you, man. Got to see. Earl, sweatshirt. Nothing but fucking artists. Nothing but fucking artists. Trying to make your friends. www.shirtkeep.com. Need cartilages. Nice plug, Garmin, and weed gardeners. Garnishes. I know you happy now. Craving any complex fuck niggas to track me down just to be the guys that did it. Like, I like attention, not the type where niggas trying to get a raise at my expense. I'm supposed to be grateful, right? Like, thanks so much, you made my life harder, and the ties between my mom and dad straining, tightened even more than they were before all of this shit. Been back a week and I already feel like calling it quits. Something sinister to it. The pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is dissing in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche.
Stories. We'll play your song. No more war. GMOs. I need a job, people. Someone pay me. Next week's the Reggie and Deuce show, their 7th birthday, my dog, my 2 black labs. Alright, love y'all. Call me.